Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Good afternoon. Today's cattle futures did rally toward the end of the day. It seems like in the morning, early in the trading sessions, that the markets are under pressure, but they do come back toward the end of the day, and that seems to be an ongoing trend. The feeder cattle, of course, continue to remain near their contract highs, kind of surprising a lot of the trade because of the price of corn. It's an ongoing story that we've been talking about now for about 6 months, but it still holds true. There is just a kind of a pessimism or skepticism of the strength in the feeder cattle, given the price of corn, up every day with May corn near $5.55. December corn is a little bit less reluctant to rally like the May corn, but right now we're buying May corn to feed those feeder cattle. They just continue to get higher. The live cattle cash trade did bounce back as well, with the April the strongest month overall. There was some 114 cash trade or cash bid early this morning, and then some 114 trade on a few head. It wasn't real widespread, but it did happen at 114, which I believe that's 6 weeks in a row that we traded right there. Box beef at midday was just a little bit higher, so that was a little bit optimistic there to add to that strength. But we've been having 113 bid and then 114 trade. There was some optimism early on that the 114 bid may lead to 115 trade.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 24th at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. This sale is offering 68 Red Angus 18-month-old bulls and 20 registered females, along with 25 commercial open heifers. For additional information or to view a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or call Benji or Lori White at 580-334-2801. 580-334-2801. B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 25th in Putnam, Oklahoma.
The grain market's generally pretty quiet. They were weak early on and then pretty quiet throughout the trading session. The next big thing for that the grain report on the March 31st, which is the planting intentions, and also quarterly stocks report. The planting intentions looking for somewhere around 93 million acres of corn and 90 million acres for soybeans. That's not really outlandish on the guesses. Some people think it could be 96 or 97 million acres on corn, but time will tell, and March 31st will be kind of the first benchmark price or area that the market is looking for. But again, it's always subject to change. The other thing that's happening is they're getting some rainfall in South America, which in a typical year that would maybe be bearish, but it's also delaying some field work. So several factors going on there. It doesn't really look like it's near as imminent of a threat as it was a week or two ago. Today, crude oil was down about a dollar here in the Dow Jones, up about 100. The stock market, of course, has been extremely good to the rest of the markets as a whole. Just that added optimism, and then this $1.9 trillion stimulus package as it funnels its way through the economy, where all that money ends up. It may be an early sign of inflation.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.